We're just 4 days out from primary election day in Pennsylvania. Joining us to recap the final hectic week of campaigning and tell us what to look for on Tuesday, WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, let's start with that hotly contested Democratic primary for governor. How does that race stand?
Well, you know, the candidates pretty much have said what they have to say. Their messages are what they are. Their TV ads will be running through the weekend. But the candidates themselves are focusing on personal appearances, inspiring their followers and trying to organize and get their vote out. Strangely, Dave, this race stands about where it was a month ago or so. Franklin and Marshall poll this week showed that York businessman Tom Wolf still has a comfortable lead. He, of course, had a ton of money. Put some great ads up painting him as a likable guy, a businessman with a conscience, a different kind of governor. It kind of stuck.
In spite of the fact that his opponents have certainly taken some shots at him, ads attacking his business record and that really tough ad by Rob McCord accusing him of backing a racist accused of murder in a race riot.
Yeah, and honestly, Dave, it's remarkable to me that that ad, which ran very heavily in Philadelphia, where you have a large African-American population, did not seem to hurt Wolf. Now, the ad, of course, leaves out a lot of information, like the fact that these events happened decades ago. The alleged racist was a two-term mayor who was actually acquitted of the charges against him. And in debates now, Dave, McCord has sort of honed this to a more nuanced argument. He essentially says that Tom Wolf failed a leadership test back in 2001 when this mayor, Charlie Robertson, was accused of these crimes, and Wolf failed to quickly or publicly enough distance himself. Here's some of what they had to say at their last debate at Drexel this week. We'll hear McCord first and then Wolf.
Playing a race card. Listen, this isn't a game to me. I'm not playing anything. I'm just trying to point out that there was a leadership test that the NBA commissioner passed, and my friend Tom Wolf failed the leadership test, then failed to discuss it for 13 years, then failed to answer a question in an open forum.
Judge me by my life. I stayed in the campaign for the 2 or 3 days it took to get him out of the race. He withdrew from the race and the campaign ended. That was the sum total of my connection with Charlie Robertson. And I'm also very proud of what York has done in terms of bridging the racial divide. And the role that I've played in leading York through that chapter.
Long before we knew who Tom Wolf was in the Philadelphia region, there was Congresswoman Alison Schwartz, an early front runner. What happened?
Well, she always argued from the beginning she had the experience and the record of getting things done that made her uniquely qualified to lead. A lot of the campaign pros think that her campaign spent much too heavily on staff early on and didn't save money that they would need for television ads to counter Wolf's campaign. A lot of people believe her ads weren't the best, maybe didn't present her in her best light. But the fact is, you know, she and McCord both raised about $9 million. Tom Wolf had $14 million, three-quarters of that from his own family. Wolf likes to say he had a unique story to tell. He was also uniquely financed, and that just may have been the difference.
Let's go on to the congressional race here in the Philadelphia area. It's a seat formerly held by Congresswoman Schwartz. A real battle there?
A real battle, Dave. You know, I can't remember a race where you've had four candidates with a real shot to win this late in the game. I'll give you a sense of how contentious this is. Physician Valerie Arkush, who has raised a lot of money and put some of her own in, is getting also the benefit of an independent campaign by an anesthesiologist group. She's a physician also. They're putting money into radio ads saying that she's great. And in a debate last Wednesday night, one of her opponents, State Senator Dalen Leach, all but accused her of breaking the law by ignoring the federal ban on her campaign coordinating with this outside group.
Everyone knows that's sort of a joke. I mean, Val, for example, has chosen to operate in every medium but radio. Coincidentally, the anesthesiologist put it into the one medium that she's not operating in the
Dalen,
system.
You got to stop right there, because what you are insinuating is patently false. It is slanderous to me.
Which part
that
is false?
I in
well,
any way
well,
had
answer.
Anything to do with what they did.
Do
there
you
was
renounce
no
them?
Coordination.
Do you renounce it?
Yeah, Dave, that wasn't even the toughest exchange in that debate. You have two other candidates, Marjorie Margolis, who held that seat 20 years ago. She's good friends with the Clintons. Her son is married to Chelsea Clinton. Also State Representative Brendan Boyle, the only Philadelphian. A super PAC funded by labor unions has been running ads on his behalf. They've spent $250,000. Anything could happen in this one.
Returning to the governor's contest, what's Tom Corbett been up to?
This is interesting. Within the last 3 weeks of the campaign, he put up a TV ad attacking Tom Wolf, and more recently, in the last couple of weeks, thousands of very tough mail pieces attacking Wolf mailed to Democratic voters. And Franklin and Marshall College political scientist Terry Badonna says this is virtually unprecedented in his experience for one party to, in effect, intervene in the other party's primary.
The only conclusion you can draw is that the governor's campaign
wants to pick the candidate to run against the governor in the fall.
So it seems they don't want to run against Tom Wolf, and so they're going to bloody him up. And if he wins anyway, they'll have had a start on the campaign in the fall.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.